You are listening to Perspectives Live, a weekly podcast from Life Heritage Ministries with host Dr. Keith Augustus Burton. On September the 5th, 1774, a group of disgruntled visionaries from the British colonies in America formed the Continental Congress. Tired of tyrannous oppression, riled by ruthless taxation, and pained by paltry representation, these men felt the need to seek independence from the British crown. Less than a year later, the insurgents were engaged in a full-scale war against the empire and had elected George Washington as their commander-in-chief. On June 7, 1776, Richard Henry Lee of Virginia introduced a resolution urging the Continental Congress to declare its freedom from Britain. Lee's resolution was approved on July 2nd, and by July 4, the document that came to be known as the Declaration of Independence was adopted by Congress. With this document, the rebels boldly declared that the 13 colonies were now independent states. Although the last of the 56 signatures, that of Thomas McKean's, would not be appended until 1781, and the revolution was not declared successful until April 11, 1783, July 4 has been sanctified in American history as the pivotal date for the nation's independence. According to tradition, the public did not learn of their independence until July 8, 1776, when the Liberty Bell summoned the future citizens of the United States to hear Colonel John Nixon read the Declaration of Independence aloud. The anxious crowd was probably exhilarated as the rhetoric of freedom permeated the airwaves. I can hear them cheering right now as they are informed of the separate and equal station to which they were entitled as a nation by the laws of nature and of nature's God. I can hear them chanting amen to the assertion, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I can hear them interjecting amidst angry gesticulations as the repeated injuries and usurpations committed by King George III are enumerated in a well-crafted litany. I can hear the shouts of assent as the colonist British brethren are indicted in the same subpoena as their monarch. I can even hear the reverent hurrahs as the document appeals to the supreme judge of the world for the rectitude of the revolutionaries' intentions. And I can hear the sober pleas as the peroration pledges firm reliance on the protection of divine providence. The Liberty Bell has sounded, and imminent freedom was proclaimed throughout the land. While many rehearse the revolutionary saga with reverent nostalgia, the true story is not as glorious as the history books report. The buzzwords were freedom and independence. But the Continental Congress had already decided that certain ethnic groups in America did not qualify. Already in the Declaration, the original inhabitants of this great land were referred to as merciless Indian savages. And there was absolutely no intention to include the numerous slaves among those who had been created equal. In fact, even Abraham Lincoln would later refer to the Declaration as the white man's charter of freedom. For the incensed insurrectionists, freedom from the British crown was accompanied with a license to continue the legacy of the brutal oppression and exploitation of kidnapped African nationals and the indigenous nations of tepid-dwelling nomads. It's been more than two centuries since the Declaration of Independence, and the quest for freedom continues. As a spirit of immorality enslaves a nation plagued by war, poverty, violence, opulence, pornography, pederasty, alcoholism, and a host of other vices. It is obvious that human machinations can never break the powerful chains of sin. Controlled by the prince of the power of the air, human governance can never experience true freedom from the root causes of societal ails. What this nation needs, I suggest, in fact what this world needs, is the freedom that can only be found in Christ. It is a freedom that is experienced when God's constitution embodied in His law of love is written on the hearts of His followers. It is a freedom that allows me to declare my independence from sin and its consequences. This freedom is embodied in the ultimate declaration of independence. For God so loved the world that he gave his only born Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have life eternal. For God did not send his Son to the world to condemn it, but to liberate it. As you invite others to declare their independence from lifestyles that are destructive to self and others, always remember, please always remember, that a tree is known by its fruit.
I hope you were blessed by this edition of Perspectives Live. To benefit from the other services of Life Heritage Ministries, you may visit us on the web at www.lifeheritage.org. That's www.lifeheritage.org. If you wish to support this ministry, feel free to leave a secure online donation, or you may send a check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. That's Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. Until next time, always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.